We recently asked you, all our listeners, to tell us about the people in your communities who enrich the lives of others. You wrote in, and today we introduce you to Jenna Fornell. Almost every Saturday morning, she pulls an old wood table into her front yard and piles it with produce, about 30 pounds every week.
There might be a basket of greens and a basket of beans and a basket of eggplant.
There might be peppers, mini watermelons, flowers, depending on the season. It all comes from Jenna's garden in Alexandria, Virginia, that she tends with her son, Leal, and her husband. There's also often fresh cookies and breads, and it's all free. Lisa Delmonico lives down the street.
It's just lovely. Like, you drive by and it just looks like this beautiful bounty of generosity.
The bounty, however, is rooted in grief. In the fall of 2019, Jenna's youngest son, Ollie, got sick with a rare disease, and in a matter of days, he died. He was 8 years old.
Jenna and her family were devastated. They realized they needed something to keep their hands and minds busy.
We suddenly thought about the spirit of Ollie.
Specifically, Jenna thought about one of Ollie's school assignments that was returned to her after he died. He'd been asked to write about what he'd do if he got $100. He said he'd buy supplies for stray dogs.
And we thought, what's a way to keep that spirit of loving kindness alive in our own lives and for others?
Which led to the idea to expand the garden, a garden that Ollie had loved, and give away its bounty. Then the pandemic hit, and Jenna and her elder son, Leal, had a lot of time to garden. One day, while they were working, they decided to name it.
Leal had the idea of calling it LNO Farms, so the L for Leal and the O for Ollie.
Jenna and Leal painted a sign and put out the boys' old picnic table with their produce. Soon, the neighbors caught on.
Suddenly, the isolation of COVID felt less isolating because we had created the space for getting to know people and building our own, building new stories for ourselves and our lives at a time when we really needed that. And I think everybody did.
Neighbors who'd lived near each other for more than a decade met for the first time at that farm table. Now they come every Saturday. Some have even planted their own gardens with seedlings from LNO Farms. Again, neighbor Lisa Delmonico.
Jenna just started this like sort of movement in our neighborhood, and it's like the most lovely thing. I feel a sense of community that maybe wasn't the same before, and I really attribute it to Jenna.
Jenna Fornell, who channeled her grief and late son's kindness into nourishing her neighbors.
And if you want to tell us about someone special in your community, you can reach us on Twitter at NPRATC. There's a pinned tweet right at the top.
He'd let us in, knows where we've been, in his office.